Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a question, and that question is very suitable to the day today. As you know, today is, according to some narrations, albeit a weak narration, the martyrdom of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. And we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most grave and solemn day and occasion, which is the martyrdom of Hassan ibn Ali, who was not only one of the a'imma alayhi salam of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, but also he is somebody who is accepted by all Muslims, and even the followers of other makatib and schools of thought. They also accept Imam Hassan not only as the grandson of the Prophet and as a virtuous person, but also as one of the caliphs, because for a portion of time he actually had the caliphate. We would like to again offer our condolences to our listeners. Today on The Key, we're going to be asking a question regarding Imam Hassan alayhi salam's virtues. What were his virtues? And why do we revere him so much? And the answer to this question, fortunately, it can be discovered when we turn to the hadith and narrations which have been related regarding his numerous virtues. Right, so here today on The Key, we'll recite for you a very beautiful hadith in which the generosity of Imam Hassan, the patience of Imam Hassan, and his his nobleness and magnanimity are manifested very clearly, and we can see it here manifested in this story, in this account. This story says that a man from Syria says that he says, I came to Medina and saw a man whose beauty astonished me. So I asked who this man was and was told he is Hassan ibn Ali. The Syrian man said, I envied Ali for having such a son. He was envious of him. So I went to him and asked, are you the son of Abu Talib? He replied, indeed, I am his grandson. I then said, curses be upon you and your father. Curses be upon you and your father. He repeated this twice. He observed silence. Imam Hassan alayhi salam remained silent and did not reply. He remained silent. Then he said, I see you are a stranger in the town. Should you need a ride, we will provide you with one. Should you have any needs, we will fulfill them for you. Should you need any help, we will help you. Upon hearing this, the man said, I left him in a state whereby no one on earth was more beloved to me than him. So this person, he outwardly and openly, explicitly cursed the imam and scorned him. But the imam displayed patience in this. He did not respond to him. He offered his help to the imam. And in this we see the imam's great virtue, his magnanimity, his nobleness, and his patience. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.